This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Connect Expo 2010 in Orlando, Florida. And I am here with Alida Blondi. And Alida, you are actually from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Indeed. I was born there.
So let's talk a little bit about who you're representing here at the show.
Well, I have two hats here, actually. I am president of this company, of Guarani Company, and we are exhibiting here for the first time. And I am also member of the Council of ABIMAC, the Brazilian Association of Machinery and Equipment Manufacturers. And we came here to participate of the Agri-Evolution Forum. It's this forum that is promoting a dialogue between the associations of manufacturers of all over the world. The first one was in Rome 2 years ago, and the second one was hosted here by AEM, the American Association. And so we met with our colleagues to discuss the future of the industry.
Well, so, let's talk a little bit about the future of the industry. Now, in Brazil, I think you have a lot more agriculture than people realize. You know, can you talk a little bit about some of the crops that you actually grow in Brazil?
Brazil has a very diversified agriculture because, as you know, we have different soils and climates. And we may say that Brazil is now an agricultural powerful nation. We have tobacco, we have coffee, cotton, soybean. We have all sorts of tropical fruits. We grow vegetables, flowers. And so we have practically everything. Beans, which is also very important, and rice.
And sugar cane.
And sugar cane, certainly, for producing not only sugar, but especially ethanol.
Now, specifically to your equipment manufacturing association, what types of equipment do you focus on? You know, is equipment that coffee, you know, farmers
no,
use?
No, we have from soil preparation to silos.
Oh, wow.
Then we make everything. Brazil also makes tractors and harvesters and all kinds of implements. Here you are seeing four different companies. We are a company focusing the small and medium-sized farmer, to technify the small and medium-sized farmer. But then you have companies like Vencitudo or even Celso Casali, who is the president of the Chamber of Agricultural Machinery, who is here, that make big equipment, big and heavy equipment. So we are also diversified in the production of machinery.
Now, do you export your machinery as well?
Yes. As far as Guarani is concerned, we have been exporting for 30 years, and we export for 60 countries around the world.
Wow. Now, in terms of, you know, you talked a lot about sort of global agriculture and where it's going, and, you know, obviously Brazil has an expertise, like you said, in coffee, tobacco, cotton, fruit. As some of these other countries are beginning to develop their agriculture industries.
In Latin America,
in
you
Latin
mean?
America, how can you help those countries?
With the knowledge of Brazil, for instance, developed a system called plantio direto, direct planting. Now, that is something that is very interesting for countries in Latin America and also in Africa. FAO is very enthusiastic about this Brazilian technology and is taking and promoting this technology in Africa. As far as other things are concerned, let's say in spraying technology, we are also very important in Latin America because we can do this very rationally with special dosifiers and also applying ultra-low volume and CDA and other types of technology. Also for sugarcane, as you know, Brazil has developed the technology of producing ethanol from sugarcane, so this technology is being sold to many countries around the world. And there are others.
Well, great. Now, let's talk just a little bit about sustainability. You know, that is a big concern globally.
Very much so.
So have you been able to work, like you talk about, you're starting to help African countries. Have you also been able to counsel them on sustainability initiatives?
Yes, but you have to understand that the stage that they are right now, they have more emergency things for them. They have to feed their people. They have practically nothing in many countries. So environmental issues still are not very important for them. We are trying to show them that they could start thinking, but is a little bit difficult. But in Latin America, we are managing to influence in this sense, and I may even show you, for instance, my company, we have produced this DVD. It's called The Earth Hanging by a Drop, and it's a very nice material that was prepared collecting data from NASA, and from FAO, and from many other sources. And is the impact of global warming on different ecosystems.
Oh, wow.
And at the end, it focused the Amazon basin.
And this is available to people?
This is available. Okay. We don't sell, we give as a gift.
Okay.
But many universities are using, associations, not only in Brazil, but in the Dominican Republic, in Costa Rica, in Peru, because we have sent this to all our distributors and customers all over the world. And other associations like ADVB, they liked very much this material, and they are using also for their members. So for us, specifically for our company, we are active in environmental protection for more than 20 years, when it was not fashionable at that time, because it's a serious commitment we have with this area. And we are the only company in Latin America that have signed a global agreement for firefighting protection.
Wow.
Because we have a division, firefighting division, for protecting forests from fires.
Right.
So we work on prevention, control, and fighting the forest fires. So we have been deeply involved in this field, and this is very important. In this forum that we participate, we have included this matter as one of the key areas.
So now this is the Egg Connect is a brand new show.
Yes.
How has it been for you so far?
It's the second day. It has been interesting. We had some interesting contacts, but not distributors. It's more farmers.
Right.
Yeah. And our expectation is to find a distributor for Florida, for instance.
Okay.
That could sell, because we have an agreement with an American company in Chicago for the environmental health division of Guarani. They buy some of our equipment, like this fogger, the compression stainless steel sprayer for public health and pest control. So we have this agreement. They buy our equipment, and we buy their equipment and sell in Brazil and other countries. But for the horticultural gardening line, we still don't have a distributor. And the intention of coming here is to find a distributor.
So, Alida, is there anywhere that people could go to get more information about your association?
Certainly. Our headquarters are in São Paulo. And we have 1,400 members. ABIMAC is a key strategic association for Brazil because, you know, the capital goods sector, they are in all the production chains, because we supply machine for the textile industry, for the paving road industry, for the tooling machinery companies that buy this for different kind of productions. We have 30 different chambers.
Wow.
Producing machinery for all kinds of industry.